secure, and reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
As long as the federal government refuses to act to fix this problem, there is going to be border security problems. We're still going to be spending billions and billions of dollars each year trying to secure our border.
Immigration reform and securing the border has been a priority issue for farmers all across the country for some time now, and perhaps nowhere more so than in Texas. Jim Reeves is the state legislative director for the Texas Farm Bureau, and he recently spoke with Tennessee Farm Bureau leaders about the issue.
Is the problem as bad as what we continue to hear about?
At times, but the media loves just to report all the bad stuff. There are issues. I mean, there are people who come across the border and do fire on our officers, our state troopers, our game wardens. There is a problem, but we still need workers. And I'm not sitting here saying, you know, we need illegal workers coming across to work, but, you know, people have to get their crops out of the field. I mean, that's their livelihood.
Farmers in Texas, Tennessee, and all across the country are dependent on migrant labor to help get their crops picked. And now for many of them, they're using the government programs like the H-2A that brings migrant labor in legally and the worker returns. But there are plenty of issues there as well. It's costly, and oftentimes, as was the case this year, there are delays in getting that worker to the farms in a timely manner.
The Department of Labor has had some major issues along with Homeland Security. Sometimes they claim glitches, and sometimes we know that that's not the case. Not only H-2A, but H-2B, they had major problems getting their workers on time. We sometimes believe that it's intentional. I don't believe there's any way to prove that, but as many cases that popped up earlier this year, it's kind of hard to believe that that's all a coincidence.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.